This is a loving kindness meditation. So, finding a comfortable position now on a cushion, on the floor, or on a chair. Or if for any reason sitting is not right for you today, then perhaps choosing to lie down or even to stand. Whatever position you should choose, establishing a posture that is relaxed, yet reflecting wakefulness and presence, and a readiness to deeply engage. Allowing the hands to rest gently on your lap or to your side. And then going ahead and softening the eyes or closing the eyes if this is comfortable for you. Beginning to notice what is present within you and around you. Perhaps to sounds. Or to the temperature of the air caressing your skin. Taking a moment and acknowledging how things are for you right now. Passing thoughts, perhaps emotions that are lingering. Bringing awareness to the sensations of the body and maybe doing a brief scan, connecting with the sensations at the feet, the calves, the legs, and the hips. Sensations of the lower and upper body, belly, chest, and back. Of the arms and shoulders and hands. The neck and the head. Awareness of the heaviness of your seat resting against the cushion or chair or floor, with the arms surrendering to gravity. Open and present to what is here right now. And then guiding your attention towards the physical sensations of breathing. Breathing and noticing that you're breathing. Feeling into the warm sensations of the belly expanding and rising on the in-breath. And then falling and caving inwards on the out-breath. Gradually now settling into stillness. And allowing yourself to begin experiencing the feelings of warmth deep from within your heart as we move into this loving kindness meditation. Awareness of being here, awake and present, alive and whole. In this practice, we will be cultivating our capacity for loving kindness. A natural opening of a compassionate heart towards ourselves and towards others. Unconditional, open, and supportive. With the realization that we all share in this oneness, in this human desire to be happy and to feel at peace, to be loved, to be healthy, to feel safe and protected. So let's begin now by holding a loved one in your heart, imagining a person whom you care deeply about, holding them the best you can with the fullness and warmth of your heart. And if it's hard to actually visualize this person, realize that this does not need to be held as a vivid image, just recognizing the presence of this individual and holding them deep within. We will be offering some phrases that will be mindfully repeated over and over again, not as robotic mantras, but instead bringing a deep awareness to what you are feeling as you softly say these words to yourself, feeling deeply into the intention of what is behind each phrase. Having this individual linger in the field of loving kindness within the wholeness and warmth of your heart for a period of time. So with this person whom you care about deeply, resting in your heart, now repeating softly to yourself, or even silently, these phrases after I say them, and letting the warmth flow from your heart towards this person, offering your own meaning and depth of intention as you do so. May they be happy. May they feel safe and protected from harm. May they be healthy. May they experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May they feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. May their heart be filled with joy. May they be happy. May they feel safe and protected. May they be healthy. May they experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May they feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. May their heart be filled with joy. Inviting in now loving kindness, letting this feeling of warmth flow from your heart towards this person whom you care about so deeply, in any way and with whatever words you wish to now. Resting with this open and unconditional love. And now, setting aside this person whom you care about and allowing yourself to bring the same level of loving kindness towards yourself, just as you did for this person, seeing if it's possible to open up to offering yourself the same care and loving attention that you were able to bring towards this other person, and realizing we do not provide ourselves often with this form of loving attention and care. We're more conditioned and prone to be extremely judgmental and self-critical of ourselves, often harsh with ourselves. And so instead, opening to the possibility of bringing in self-care with the same level of warmth in your heart, the same level of unconditional love towards yourself. And now, as we did before, repeating silently or softly to yourself, may I be happy. May I feel safe and be protected from harm. May I be healthy. May I experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May I accept myself just the way I am. May I feel warmth of love and affection in my life. May my heart be filled with joy. May I be happy. May I feel safe and be protected. May I be healthy. May I experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May I accept myself just the way I am. May I feel the warmth of love and affection in my life. And may my heart be filled with joy. Just cradling yourself in your heart now and wishing yourself well in any way you choose, perhaps with your own choice of words or phrases. Noticing how this feels in your body, maybe what emotions are evoked from offering yourself this form of love and care. So shifting now and inviting into the field of loving kindness those who may be more neutral in your life, perhaps choosing a person you have seen but really know nothing about, or someone who you have a very superficial connection with whom you really don't know. This person who is also desiring happiness and joy, health, and peacefulness. This person who has a story of their own, a personal journey of suffering and joy unknown to you. And holding this person in your heart and wishing them well now. May they be happy. May they feel safe and protected. May they be healthy. May they experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May they feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. May their heart be filled with joy. May they be happy. May they feel safe and protected. May they be healthy. May they experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May they feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. And may their heart be filled with joy. Resting with this person in your heart for a moment and wishing them well. If the mind is wandering or wanders, which it certainly will, just noticing what's going on in the body and mind, perhaps struggles or resistance, and then just simply coming back to the phrases and back to your intentions as you softly and inwardly speak these words of loving kindness. And so from here now, and if you care to, expanding the field of awareness to include an individual who may be problematic, an obstacle, or an adversary in your life, someone who may have harmed you in some way, or whom you share a difficult past experience with. If you choose to hold this person in your heart with loving kindness, knowing that there's no need to forgive necessarily or forget, but simply to recognize that this person too is human with aspirations and in all likelihood, a desire to be happy and safe and loved. So doing the best you can and only to the degree you feel you can or are ready for, perhaps opening to experiment with this for a bit, offering loving kindness towards this individual of your choice, despite the difficulties between you, perhaps seeing them as a human with flaws in a very different way maybe, but also similar to how all humans are flawed. All humans have a history and experiences that we don't know of. This human who also suffers just like we do. May they be happy. May they feel safe and protected. May they be healthy. May they experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May they feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. And may their heart be filled with joy. May they be happy. May they feel safe and protected. May they be healthy. May they experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May they feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. May their heart be filled with joy. And so, resting now with this person in your heart, if possible, for a moment, and choosing words that may feel right for you in this moment. This practice of loving kindness can really take place at all levels. Any way in which you extend loving kindness is fine and good, and it actually enhances your well-being. Whether that's towards one person over and over again, or perhaps towards multiple individuals, just realizing that we have an unlimited and indefinite supply of loving kindness to offer. Awareness of your own capacity to offer this to others, and to offer this to yourself, and to the potentially profound transformation that may occur with regular practice. Loving kindness softening you in ways which your mind cannot even imagine. In this practice of loving kindness, we can even choose to wish all beings everywhere in our town, our country, around the world, even animals, happiness, joy, and freedom from illness, disease, and harm. And so perhaps repeating or saying softly these phrases, may all beings be happy. May all beings feel safe and protected from harm. May all beings be healthy. May all beings experience peacefulness and feel at ease. May all beings feel the warmth of love and affection in their life. And may all beings be joyful and experience the true delight of being alive. And so now, returning your focus for a few moments back to your breath. And then resting in silence and holding loving kindness and warmth in your heart in any way you choose. And doing so until you hear the sounds of the singing bowl.